Well, good morning. This is going to be a little of an unusual message this morning because normally it's now recorded on a Sunday morning. Unfortunately, that's not being satisfactorily working. So I'm going to do a quick little summary of the message I gave last Sunday on the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Some translations have it as the publican and the tax collector. And at first reading, many people think this is a parable about prayer, but that's not really the intent of Jesus. When Jesus looked around the crowd, he saw amongst the crowd those who were self-righteous, those who thought they were better than other people, and they looked down on people. And they thought that because of how they lived, their good character, and the things they did for God, that that would make them justified, right with God. And this is the essence of this parable. What makes us right with God? Jesus, at the end of the parable, tells us which one was made right with God. So we're going to see this morning, look at this parable quickly. What does it mean to be right with God? How is someone made right with God? Because you see, this parable is not about prayer, but about the heart. It's not about prayer, but people. Not about prayer, but attitude. Not about prayer, but who God says is justified, made right with Him. It's not really about prayer, but about pride and humility. So let's just quickly remind ourselves of this parable. The Pharisee had gone to pray, the tax collector had gone to pray. So we'll look at the Pharisee, and the mistake he makes is this. He thought he was better than the tax collector. He compared himself to others. He compared himself to those he considered, well, they're the real sinners. They're the ones who actually do the sin. I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy. I'm a kind guy. I help people. I do good things. That guy just robs people. He lives for himself. He seeks his pleasures. But I'm not like that. I'm better than him and her. I've not robbed. I've not cheated. I'm a good person. And therefore, God accepts me and I'm right with God because I do good things, because I'm a good person. But you see, he doesn't realize, as Paul tells us, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Or the prophet Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Our estimation of ourselves, what we think of ourselves, is no way to work out whether we are made right with God. We will always think, we either actually think ourselves a lot better than we are or a lot worse than what we are. But that's not what the Bible tells us we should be looking at. We should not compare ourselves with others. And we should definitely not say we're better than anyone else. We shouldn't be giving ourselves pats on the backs. And what Jesus is doing, and we're going to see this morning, is that for righteous people, people who want to live right, people who want to live holy lives, there is a danger and a trap of the enemy that they think that's what makes them right with God. That's what makes them better than other people. And the conclusion of the parable is as that's not how Father God says we are made right with God. You see, you can be a mature believer, baptized in water and spirit, know the power of God in your life, but you are not better than anyone else. We're all sinners saved by the grace of God. Maybe we should compare ourselves to Jesus. then we wouldn't think we're better, would we? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. What makes you right with God? What if I asked you this morning, what makes you right with God? Would you be like the Pharisee and say, I'm not like others. I live a good life. I'm a good character. I'm honest. I have integrity. Jesus said that the person who went home right with God was the tax collector, not the Pharisee. What a shock for those righteous people. What a shock for those people trying to live by the law. What a shock for those people who try to live righteous lives when Jesus said that's not how you are made right with God. That's not where your confidence should be. Your confidence should not be on your good character. Your confidence should be on our Father God and his grace, his love and his mercy. His second mistake was to think he was made right with God by what he did. He said, I fast twice a week. There was no legal requirement for him to fast twice a week. He did more than the requirement. He went that extra mile. He thought, well, God's got to be pleased with me. I've got to be made right with God. I'm doing more than he requires of me. And then he says, then I give a tithe of everything. I give a tenth of everything. I can't go into it this morning, but tithing is a complicated business in the Old Testament. And they weren't actually required to give a tenth of everything. But this Pharisee, Jesus said, did, just to make sure he was right with God, just to make sure that he did more than what was required. And therefore, he must be made right with God, mustn't he? He fasts more than he should. He tithes more than he should. He must be made right with God. And yet Jesus said it was the tax collector. You see, we have to ask ourselves, if we say we are justified, if we say it's just as if we never sinned, if we say we're made right with God, on what basis? On what grounds? On what confidence? This Pharisee's confidence was his good character and his service to God. And Jesus is saying, that's not where the basis is. The basis is in your heart. The basis is not in pride and self-righteousness, but the basis in humility, seeing ourselves as sinners, and that Jesus came to save those that were lost. Jesus came to die and save sinners, of which we all are. You see, so many depend on their own estimation of themselves, and they forget that they're just sinners saved by his grace. Paul says that he had no confidence in the achievements that he had. You know, in today's language, he would have multiple degrees and a fantastic education, and he was born into the right family. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. And he said, I count all that as rubbish, all that as dung, all that as manure compared to knowing Jesus Christ. I consider everything lost compared to the surprise, to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ. Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish. Friends, that's what Jesus is looking at. Now, whatever achievements we might have, whatever we might base the grounds that we are made right with God, and Paul had many. Paul had more than anybody else, more than this Pharisee in the parable. And yet he said, I count that as rubbish compared to knowing Jesus. My good character, my service for God is rubbish compared to knowing him. What's our basis for knowing God? What's our basis for being made right with God? You see, the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's what God is looking for. That is what God desires. A heart that knows we're sinners. A heart that knows we're not better than anybody else. A heart that knows that whatever good we do, whatever good character we do, that's not the basis for being made right with God. If I said to you this morning, how do you know you're right with God? And you said, because I'm saved by faith. Now, I'm saved by grace through faith and not of works, so that I cannot boast. And I know this because I do good things. I'm a good guy, and I tithe, and I fast, and I attend prayer meetings. Jesus said, pride doesn't come into the equation, or good character doesn't come into the equation, or service to God doesn't come into the equation. Yes, we should do those things. And yes, I'm not saying don't do them. I'm saying yes, but not as a basis, not as the grounds for being made right with God. And we should not lose sight that we should be like the tax collector, not like the Pharisee. Jesus said, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. What a shock. What a shock that being made right with God is not based on your character. Being made right with God is not based on how you serve him. Being made right with God is what Jesus did for us on the cross, bearing our sin, being buried, and rising from the dead, being ascended and coming back. That's our basis. That's our grounds for being made right with God. And yes, if we're made right with God, James says that if we're made right with God through faith, then we will say, yes, our character and the good we do shows that. But if we think that our good works means we are made right with God, we've got it wrong. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace, to the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. A man is justified by faith. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. But God demonstrates his own love for us. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us. We have been justified by his blood. A man is not justified, it says in Galatians, by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus. That's how we're made right with God, by his blood, by having faith in Jesus. You see, we are his ambassadors, his representative, and we must realize that we are justified by faith. And faith alone, we are made right with God because of the blood that's shed. And when we put faith in what Jesus did for us on the cross, we are made right with God when we repent and believe on him. You see, if there's one thing I think the devil loves to do, it's to trap us, make us think that we somehow have a part to play in being made right to God. That's fair, isn't it? It can't just be God's love, his grace and his mercy. It's got to be more than just repentance and believing in what Jesus Christ did for us because God loves us. There's the verse which says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. But before that, Peter says, humble yourselves. And after that, he says, your enemy, the devil, prowls along. And that verse, cast all your anxiety, all your burdens on him, is sandwiched in between. The humble, those who know they're sinners, will cast their burdens on him, will be like the tax collector. They know they're made right with God, and they know there's a devil who needs to be resisted. And what's the one trick he has? What's the one scheme that he has? God's pleased with you. You're right with God. Look at what you do. Look at your good character. Look at the generosity you have. You do more. You don't just go to church on a Sunday. You go midweek two or three times. You don't just read your Bible once a day. You do it twice. Look how good you are. Look how righteous you are. And what Peter is saying, pride comes in and we don't take our concerns to God because we're so righteous and so good. Our attitude should be the same of Christ, who was a servant. And that's how we should be, walking and living in humility. James says, God opposes the proud, gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What's his trick? What's his plan? What is his way of getting believers down, believers away from God? Is to get them to think that they can be made right with God by their goodness of character and how they serve him. Micah says, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. If I asked you this morning, what makes you right with God? If you've got anything in your answer which contains anything of your good character and the good you do, or anything of your service to God, you've missed it. And Jesus says you don't go home made right with God. You only go home made right with God if you're like the Pharisee. Sorry, if you're like the tax collector. Have mercy upon me, I'm a sinner. He says that's the one who's made right with God. And in our Christian walk, that's our attitude. We're not better than anybody else. We don't look down on anybody else. We don't think, my sins aren't so bad. I'm a relatively good person. Jesus says that's not the way to approach God. That's not the way to have God's ear. The way to have God's ear is to say, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. It's by putting our faith in Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. So what are you depending on for your acceptance by God? What are you confident in that you have been made right with God? Will you go home this morning knowing that you have been made right with God, justified by God, by faith in him alone, faith in the blood that cleanses us from all sin? Let's not miss being made right with God because we think we have a part to play in it. We need to be like that tax collector. Have mercy on me, O Lord. I am a sinner. Amen.